from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, we don't talk about fantasy football very much on this show, but this does, you know, fantasy football players are thinking about this. All right, yeah. Three wide receivers. Who's going to lead in touchdowns? Who's going to lead in yards? Is it a PPA? What do they call PPA league or whatever?
PPR.
PPR. Yeah, yeah. And I'm in one. I forgot what it was, but that's just me. Anyway, you know they're thinking about that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it just in terms of like number one, number two, number three, and then we're going to get to some cap or no cap here. But we'll say Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, Tank Dell. Yards, touchdowns, catches, and I went ahead and threw in yards per catch, and there's a reason for that. So how do you see it going for Nico, Tank, and Stephon Diggs? Let me put my numbers and my thoughts out there, agree, disagree. And this is just based on, by the way, they're on the field now, day 17 of Texans training camp. We're going to have Sean Pendergast out there, boots on the ground, giving us some updates on all kinds of stuff happening out there. I don't know how much, but whatever happens out there, we'll hear from Sean. We're going to hear from D'Amico Ryans as well. So catches, the number, who's going to lead the team in catches? I still say you brought Stephon Diggs in for a reason. Not only that, but he is, and I think I heard Seth talking about this. Maybe it was John Harris. It was just listening to the station on the Odyssey app a couple of days ago. And they're talking about how Stephon Diggs is such a good, you know, such a good receiver all over the field, such a hard cover, such good hands. We heard Matt Burke talking about that yesterday. But he's really good at, like, when in doubt. Like, when in doubt, breaks off his route, comes back, veteran, all that. I could see him leading this team in catches. And I'm putting numbers
Stephon
on
Diggs.
It. Stephon Diggs. You know, because he's not just a stretch the field guy for the most part, like Nico Collins. Tank is kind of a hybrid of both. He can go the distance and he can also get open in tight spaces. I'm gonna say Stephon Diggs 93 catches, which would last year would have been about eighth or tenth in the league, somewhere in there. Tank 83 and Nico 77. Now 77 catches is not, I mean, the total of all three of those is a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot of catches.
Yeah. Yeah. And we always talked about this. Mm-hmm. By default, somebody gonna get less.
Yes.
And so I can see that. I can see that.
And the reason I put Stephon, and nothing to sneeze at with 77 catches, for God's sakes, but is because I think he's going to ultimately be more of a stretch the field guy. So yards, we're talking about 3,000-yard receivers potentially. I didn't quite get there. I mean, that's asking a lot. Yeah. I said Stephon Diggs, 1,190. Tank Dell, 1,005. Nico, 890. Touchdowns, here's your fantasy report. I think Tank's going to lead in touchdowns. I think he's going to have 11 touchdowns.
I agree.
Which would be, I'm trying to remember this because I was looking at it last night. I think sixth or seventh last year in the league in touchdowns. I think Tank's going to lead in touchdowns with 11. Stephon, 8. And Nico, 7. And again, that may not sound a lot like a lot for Nico, but it is a lot.
That's exactly. It's funny. That's the same numbers I had.
11, 8, and 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same people.
So then yards per catch, I don't have to give you the numbers, but I put Nico first. Tank second, Stephon third, for the same reason. I think Stephon's going to break off some routes. He's going to run some shorter routes. He's going to be able to be the outlet for C.J. Stroud. So what do you get out of this? Stephon Diggs is the number one wide receiver. 93 catches, 1,190 yards, 8 touchdowns. Tank's going to have more touchdowns, though. And the reason for that is that the reason I've said for a number of times is I just think he gets open better than anybody else. And that includes Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
I think Nico is going to be the over-the-top guy that always has to have safety help. So that's going to open up the other two guys also, because you're always going to have safety help. Chris, where do you see this falling? Like leading in receiving yards and touchdowns?
So in touchdowns, I'm going to go Tank Dell. I just think Tank Dell, I mean, Terry, he was on last year. I feel like he could have had close to, how many touchdowns did he have last year? Like 6, 7, I want to say. Mm-hmm. And this year, I think he 11 sounds good. Receptions, I'm going to go with Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Diggs definitely is one. Now, yards, I don't know why, but I just feel like Nico's going to lead in yards.
If they break it deep a lot.
It's just, I don't know what it is. I mean, especially after last year, the season that he had. And I know Tank Dell went down, and that's when he, like, started to even, like, pick it up even more.
Mm-hmm.
But just something tells me that Nico is just going to lead the team in yards.
Yeah, I agree with that. I was thinking about that, too, because mm-hmm. we've seen Nico in that indie game.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the first play of the game.
70-something?
75 yards. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could see them doing that a lot, man. Like, I'm sure they're going to do it with Diggs a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I could see, I could feel that being the formula.
Yeah.
You know, first play of the game. Nico is a big-ass dude, too, by the way.
He's a big dude.
When I first saw him at
big
practice,
and fast.
I was just like, oh, dang. This dude's 6'4", 225, whatever Andre was saying.
Yeah. I was just thinking, like, imagine being a cornerback that's like 5'11".
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I got to cover this dude? Like, it's no way you can leave me on the island with this guy.
Yeah.
Like, dog. But I can see them just going over the top.
Yeah.
A lot with Nico.
I agree, but here's why I put him third. I could see, like, the first month of the season, maybe a little more, he's leading the team in catches, yards, and touchdowns because of that.
Yeah.
But defenses watch a lot of tape.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, we got to – that's why I think they're going to have, like, so much help with Nico and so be so aware of Nico going deep and being over the top that they're going to adjust their game plans. And here comes Tank.
Yeah, I was going to say that's going to be tough for a defense because it's hard just leaving Tank Dell like that.
Yeah.
And Stephon Diggs, he can do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think he can do the same thing. I think Stephon Diggs do a little more dirty work. He can go across the middle way more and stuff like that. But, man, I wonder if people are going to sleep on Nico Collins, because I felt like Tank is getting a lot of love. And which I think he should.
Mm-hmm.
And Stephon Diggs is Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
So you got to look at him. You can't just mm-hmm. leave him open.
No, yeah. I mean, it's just, when you think about this team, it's just, man, who is CJ going to go to, man? It's just, when you really just sit back and think about it, it's just like, man, you got 1, 2, 3. Whoever you want, you can just go to. But no, yeah, to me, it's Nico Yards, Tank Dell touchdowns, and Stephon Diggs receptions.
I'd take that in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat. The other thing about it, though, it does affect the tight ends. And I think most of us are on the same page right now. I think Dalton Schultz had 56 catches last year. I think that's what it was. It was in that neighborhood. I could see where he has fewer catches and more touchdowns. Because Cade Stover is going to be on the field some. I think we all agree that Cade Stover is going to be the number two, and we could be wrong, but I think we all agree on that right now. And all of a sudden, you know, those are the last outlets for Stephon, or maybe, you know, first option in some situations. But I could see where he has fewer catches and more touchdowns, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah.
For that reason.
No, I could see that, too. And then I got to bring up, too, Joe Mixon. That's somebody that could catch the ball out the mm-hmm. back, too. So. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of options. It's a lot of hands that need to be fed.
Yeah, there is.
It's a lot, man. So, I can't wait.
All right, since we mentioned fantasy football, who's your first Texans pick? Not even at receiver. Who's your first Texans pick?
You said not receiver?
Or it could be anybody. Oh, okay. Any position.
The first, mind you, I don't play like that, but I would, if I had the choice, I would pick Tank Dell.
Me too, man. I'm taking Tank Dell all day, every day. Even if I don't get my hands on CJ, I'm taking Tank Dell.
I will say the one time I did play, I played like two or three years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody told me to get Stephon Diggs. I'm like, he ain't one of the best receivers.
Oh, no, man. He's...
Nah, he helped me. He got me to a championship, man. That dude was good. So I wouldn't be like, if I can't get Tank Dell, I would probably look into maybe Stephon Diggs or maybe Joe Mixon.
Also, Joe Mixon's not a bad idea, especially, I mean, when we're sitting here talking about who's RB2. I mean, clearly.
Oh, he's going to be on the field a lot.
Yeah, so yeah. It shows that
he's the workhorse.
Yeah, Mixon's going to be the workhorse for this team.
Yeah.
Until the next guy, you know, steps up, or Mixon just needs a breather or whatever. So if you're looking for somebody, that Mixon.
I'm gonna make it unanimous. I think the first Texan off the board for me, if I have to pick a Texan, and I will, they're going to be picked a lot. Tank. It's going to be Tank.
Did y'all do y'all fantasy drafts already?
Mine's on the 31st of August.
I would like, yeah, text in 713-572-4610. Who was the first Texan y'all picked?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because the first one I thought about was Tank.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one. And I know you got a couple other options, too.
Have you had yours yet?
No, I have. I'm in six leagues.
I'm in two.
God, dog, in six.
Yeah, dude, I'm in six. And my first draft's on the 31st.
That's when mine are.
And then I have like three on Sunday.
Yeah. Six,
yeah,
man.
Six, yeah.
You might have a problem.
I made a mistake. The one time I played, I ended up in two.
Yeah.
Because it was one around here, and then I had some buddies who wanted to do one. And I forgot all about the second one.
Mm-hmm.
And then they hit me up like, hey, we about to start the draft.
Oh, okay.
I was out at dinner. I'm sitting there eating some chicken wings at dinner. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So, auto draft?
Yeah. So I started picking, and then I ended up hitting auto draft. I'm like, man, my wife was looking at me crazy like, why is you on the phone like this?
I will say two or three is like the sweet spot.
I do too.
Because once you get to like four or five, you feel like you're playing yourself basically every week.
Yeah.
Because you're drafting basically the same players, but on different
teams. It was so confusing to me too, because one league, I'm like, all right, let me start this. And I'm like, oh, I got that person on the other team. And
yeah.
It just got so confusing. So this is
a sign. The text board's blowing up on the first Texan off those who have had drafts. Somebody said CJ went third overall.
Now,
did you draft a quarterback in the first round?
Now, is that looking through
I don't Texans draft quarterbacks goggles? In the first round.
Well, it depends on what kind of league they're in.
PPR, I don't draft quarterbacks.
If you're like in a dynasty league, then maybe, or like a keeper league.
Yeah.
But even then, I don't draft a quarterback in the first round.
A lot of people saying Mixon, some saying Tank, some saying Stephon. Well, that's a good sign for the Texans, man.
Yeah, that's a great sign.
That's a great sign.
Because I think a couple years ago, the one people
like, who are we going to draft?
No, it was Brandon Cooks. That was the only one.
Yeah.
Cooks and Pierce.
I think people called on the Pierce a little late.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, it was Cooks. And he ain't do nothing.
Yeah.
He ain't do squat.
All right, look, cap or no cap here. We usually do it in the 1 o'clock hour, but just so you know, in the 1 o'clock hour, at 1 o'clock around the NFL, we're going to start it with D'Amico Ryans right off the field. So let's do a little cap or no cap right here. I know you saw this. Charles Barkley said he re-signed with TNT. He said he gave up $100 million. $100 million.
For me, it's my people at Turner get to keep their jobs for at least another year. That's all I was concerned with.
Charles, how much money do you think that you left on the table in making that decision concerned about others?
A minimum of $100 million.
Jeez.
Dude, cap or no cap, he left $100 million on the table.
Believe it or not, I'm going to say no cap. I'm going to say no cap. It seemed like those guys had some
$100 million?
I don't think he lying.
Cap, man. Charles Barkley, you really think he leaves that money?
He ain't going to leave that money. He ain't going to leave $100 million. He loves TNT. He loves the people that work there. He said it multiple times. $100 million?
I think if he's keeping the same crew, the same people as there, I think he might be overreacting a little bit. He might have put a little sauce on that
number. Now, he is going to get money from TNT, so it's not like he's left $100 million and he's getting nothing.
Yeah.
You know, he left $100 million. He's getting a lot of money from TNT.
I'm sure he probably put a little sauce on the numbers, but yeah. I do think he left some stuff on the table just to keep the same crew. I think he probably could have got a lot more. He probably could have got $100 million if he really wanted to.
Yeah.
But he rather kind of
help those people.
Yeah.
Plus, he's got more money than he knows what to do with. All right, cap or no cap? So, Jim Harbaugh was going to be the honorary captain for Michigan Wolverines home opener. They're not going to have Jim Harbaugh as their honorary captain anymore. He said, I think I'm just going to stay with the team. That has nothing to do, had nothing to do with the penalties that he's getting from NCAA. Cap or no cap?
That's cap.
Cap.
That's cap. Nah, man.
What do you say?
Capity cap, cap, cap.
Capity cap, cap, cap. Yeah, lying his ass.
He might be back in Michigan maybe 15 years from now when they doing a reunion or something like that, when everybody pretty much forgot why he took off and skedaddled. But right now, the block is too hot.
Yeah.
He can't just go back right
block
now.
Block is too hot. It's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it. Dan Campbell says the Lions are going to be just fine without Jahmyr Gibbs, who is severely injured. Cap or no cap?
I'm going to say cap, but honestly, the Lions were one of those teams, too, that had a couple running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot who the guy they had.
David Montgomery.
Yeah,
they had him. And I was pretty much screaming at the TV, like, why y'all ain't playing Gibbs?
Yeah.
Like, y'all are silly. But they one of them teams that do kind of do 2 to 3 running backs, too. So I think they'll be okay, but I think if they want to get back to where they were last year, they need Gibbs.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you, Figgy. I mean, I get it, Montgomery, but it's just like he also gets banged up.
Yeah.
So it's just like you can't really depend on him so much. You need that young running back like Jahmyr Gibbs, and he brings a lot to the table, catching out of the backfield and running and all that. So I think they'll be all right. But just like Figgy said, you want to get back to where you want to be. You're going to need him.
I'm going to say cap because they have standards. They've reached a certain level, and he knows it ain't going to be easy without him. All right, a couple more here. Dana White, you brought this to my attention yesterday. He said he went on an 86-hour water fast.
Yeah.
Water for 86 hours.
Yeah.
And he lost, and he did a air quote before and after picture. He looks like a freaking 100-meter sprinter now. In the picture, which I feel was, and this is a hint on where I'm going to land on this, was photoshopped. I'm going to say double cap. I'm going to say the double cap. Cap on the after picture and cap on an 86-hour fast. I don't think you can do an 86-hour water fast.
Dude, did you see how he looked? Did you see?
Well, it's photoshopped.
This is wild, man.
Yeah.
I got to go with cap. I mentioned that yesterday. That's cap, man. I just don't see that, man. Mm-hmm. And look, he was already jacked before, but 86 hours on straight
I don't think you can do that.
Even if it was just liquid.
Yeah.
Like, take the water thing. If it was just liquid.
Bone broth or something. Yeah.
You like, how you get that cut like that, man?
I don't know, man. Have you got...
I've heard of a lot of 24-hour fasts. I've heard of a 48-hour fast. 86 hours?
Honestly, I heard of a 5-day juicing cleanse.
But that's different.
I did that.
Water?
Well, here's my thing. Whenever I stop drinking soda for like a week and I just stick to straight water, even though I'm eating, I do see myself lose, you know, some fat.
Yeah, but you are eating.
But yeah. But it's just like, I'm going to go with no cap here.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know, man. Water... And he's what, millionaire, billionaire, whatever he is,
yeah.
And he has all the fitness people around him. I don't know. I think I believe him.
Yeah.
No cap.
All right, this is a dicey one here. I could probably be persuaded either way, but I'm gonna say no cap. I mean, I'm gonna say cap right off the bat. So Simone Biles, Houston's own Simone Biles, TMZ had this story yesterday. Her biological mother, who placed her into foster care. When she was, I forget, young, very, very young, a toddler is what the TMZ story said, says she wants to meet Simone now, sort of bury the hatchet and get back in Simone's life. There is a qualifier here. She was an addict. She was a drug addict and an alcohol addict. So part of me is like wanting to say no cap, because maybe she's turned her life around, but she wants some of Simone Biles' stuff.
Yeah. I will say this, though. I'm going to say possibly no cap.
Yeah, I could be persuaded.
I'm going to say no cap because Simone been that girl for a minute.
She's had money for a long time.
Yeah. It wasn't like this wasn't her coming out party.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say no cap. And it's tough when you know, you're an addict and you're going through stuff like that. Maybe she wasn't in the right place a couple years ago. I'm going to say no cap.
I'm going to go no cap as well.
Yeah, I think you guys are persuading me. All right, guys. Let's ask two tough questions here. The Texans have four quarterbacks and the Vikings need one. The Texans have a lot of receivers and the Chiefs need one. Would ya? We'll talk about that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studio, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
All right, Figgy. 713-572-4610 if you have an opinion on this. All right, Chris. So the Vikings need a quarterback, right?
Don't be trying to ship Davis Mills out of here.
Hold on. They already are reportedly talking with the Colts about Sam Ehlinger.
Really?
Yeah. So they're looking for...
They're trying to tank, man.
they're looking... J.J. McCarthy, if you haven't heard, out for the year with meniscus surgery. And it's Sam Darnold time, I guess, in Minnesota, huh? So they're looking for a quarterback. The Texans have four quarterbacks. I think this is the easy one. Would you? Would you start talking? Would you think about it?
I would see what they... What they talking about?
Yeah, it's going to be a sixth or seventh round pick. Going to get a lot back.
I get that. I think it's very important because it seemed like they have a good relationship with Mills.
Yeah.
I think it's very important just to kind of see what he wants.
Yeah.
Like, hey, obviously you're the backup.
It's a chance to start, man.
Yeah. I'm like, do you want to, how you feel about going to Minnesota? Do you want to go there?
If it's Mills, you might get a higher pick too.
Yeah.
Fifth round or something.
Yeah. So I think it's up to Mills. I would come, if I was Nick Caserio,
mm-hmm.
I'd be like, hey, man, I know you're not starting here
mm-hmm.
anytime soon, but do you want to go to Minnesota? Are you interested in going there? Or do you like it where you are now?
Yeah.
And whatever decision he makes, like, all right, we could send you
mm-hmm.
up there.
Mm-hmm. I would entertain the conversation. I mean, who knows? Well, what if they give you something that you want? You know, maybe they add a running back in there?
Nah, I think it's going to be. Maybe.
But I mean, if you, the price is right, I don't see why not.
I just feel like if the Texans have to start one game this year with a backup quarterback, it's going to be Case Keenum. I think they know that. I think they showed us last year that they have more confidence in Case Keenum. Yes, he's a year older, et cetera. Hell, if they want to take Tim Boyle for a seventh round, I'll trade Tim Boyle. But Davis Mills has been a starter in this league. He thinks he should start. He's shown a little bit this preseason. I don't think a lot, but he's shown some that he's efficient. And there's an opportunity in Minnesota to start. Sam Darnold is not going to be the answer.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah, I think, and it's funny because I actually thought about that when I first got the news, mm-hmm. J.J. McCarthy being out for the year.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I thought about. I'm like, dang, maybe that'd be a good place for Mills mm-hmm. if you want to, you know, be just be there just in case the Sam Darnold thing just go to bleep.
Yeah.
And he can step in.
Yeah.
And show a little something.
Yeah.
But I think it would... To me, like I said, I will come to him and be like, hey, what you want
to
do?
He might go to them.
Yeah.
His agent.
Yeah. I'm sure he wants to play.
Yeah.
So I think if that opportunity come, I think he'd be down for it. Change his scenery and all that stuff because there's no way he's playing here again.
Well, a regular.
Yeah. So, I think it'd be a good opportunity for him.
I agree. I mean, at least maybe his agents are already kind of working it.
Yeah, the one thing I won't do, I wouldn't be, if I'm Nick Caserio, I wouldn't be going to the Vikings like, hey.
Hey, we got him.
Yeah.
We got these guys.
Yeah, if Davis Mills is fine, mm-hmm. I'm fine. But if Davis Mills knock on my door and say, hey, like, I want to play somewhere else.
Yeah.
All right, we'll work it out for you.
All right, here's the tough one. This is the tough one. The Kansas City Chiefs need a receiver. Hollywood Brown is out. Would you? You got
which,
a bunch.
Which one?
Well, that you tell me.
Now, you know what? No, I'm not.
Would
giving,
you give the no. Chiefs?
I'm not giving.
Would you give?
Yeah,
the Chiefs?
I didn't think about that for a little bit. No, I'm not giving y'all a squat. screw y'all.
Yeah.
Nah, the Bills already helped y'all out enough in the draft.
Yeah.
Nah, we ain't getting nothing. I would trade. That's when I would go old school, be like, I'm trading them out the division.
Yeah, well, remember, Nick Caserio wouldn't trade Deshaun in the division.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a rule.
Yeah.
They ain't going to do it.
Yeah, nah. That was a smart rule.
All right, I'm going to take everybody off here. You heard me say this a million times, Figgy. Don't play scared, man. Don't play scared. If you don't think you have what it takes to challenge, I'm not going to say beat, but challenge and maybe beat the Kansas City Chiefs, what are you even doing?
Yeah, see, I think
what are you even doing?
See, my thing, as far as like trading with them or
like if they offer you a sixth round pick for John Mechie, fifth round pick for John Mechie, that's asking a lot, I think. But why not?
See, I feel like that's not worth the sixth round pick. Now, if they talking, and this won't happen, but if they talking like a third or a fourth,
yeah.
Then I'll be like, you know what? Screw it.
Yeah.
Like,
if they start overpaying.
Yeah. If it was something like that, then I would do it. But to me, a six round pick, that ain't worth it, man. And still in the back of my mind, I still feel like you can unlock Mechie, or I'm just waiting on Mechie to be mm-hmm. that second round pick that we drafted him to be. And I don't want him to. I don't want that to happen in Kansas City. He could go to Seattle or something like that, or Carolina. Like, nah, you can't do it with Kansas City.
If it's like a third round pick, maybe. But even then, I don't know, man.
I was in a limousine if it was a third round pick.
It's just
a third round pick. I was in a limousine.
Mm-hmm. And you said it. The unlocked potential that Mechie might have is just like. What if the Chiefs do that? What if the Chiefs unlock his potential? Then what?
Well, okay.
No, but it's just
ain't no well, okay.
Yeah, it's just
man.
We got CJ Stroud, Steph. You know, we got all these guys. We're like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to give the
Chiefs.
See, the
Chiefs are in the mode where they need cheaper receivers. Mm-hmm. Like they feel like they could throw anybody out there with Mahomes.
Yeah.
And if they luck up on somebody like a John Mechie for a 6th-round pick, and this dude looking like he did in Alabama.
Okay, well, them's the breaks.
No, okay, people be laughing and pointing at the Texans like, how stupid was that?
Yeah.
And they only got it for a 6th-round pick? Nah, man, I would be pissed. Nah, that's when
I'm laughing because I get it.
Yeah, I would get in my feelings over that. If I was the GM, I'd be like, nope.
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Nah, I'm good.
I get it. I think the text board largely agrees with you, but
yeah.
Overpay a little bit. We think we got a team that can challenge you anyway.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, too, I feel like
because it's Mahomes. First of all, I'm sorry, but it's Mahomes. Mahomes is the issue. He's going to be there no matter what.
Yeah,
I mean, Mahomes is the guy you got to figure out.
But see, the thing is, too, with Mechie, I think he's just like this. Like if they had to get rid of him, that's a numbers game. It's not like. I know he's not really performing like that either, The Texans got a lot of receivers, and I just think by default, you got to part ways with a couple of them,
mm-hmm.
and he's probably one of them. I'm not. I still feel like there's some type of potential there for him. Maybe he just need a couple more years or something like that, but I just don't trust that, man. I just can't. Not Kansas City.
How would you feel about Robert Woods?
Going to Kansas City.
Is it Mechie that's the problem?
It's Mechie as the problem.
Is
the
Mechie's holding it up?
Yeah. For me.
Robert Woods has a better career than Mechie.
But he's older.
He's a little older.
So it's the fact that you don't want to be embarrassed if they find something you couldn't find.
Yes.
Because of Mahomes.
I don't want him to come back and be that guy. Finally find himself.
That doesn't worry me. Because of Bobby Slowick, because of CJ Stroud. I mean, CJ Stroud's not a chump.
Yeah.
Bobby Slowick's not a chump. And it didn't work here. I'd trade Mechie before Robert Woods.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
I don't know about that, man.
I don't know.
But see, I think if Mechie get traded to the Chiefs and they unlock something, that's a potential 8-year run right there, man. He going to be there for a good long time.
No, I get it.
Robert Woods, he might have maybe a year?
Yeah.
Maybe two.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. But Mechie got the chance to be a pain in the side for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the other thing that factors in. You might be without Mechie anyway. But if you can get a 5th or 6th round pick, doesn't matter who you're trading with. You can use that pick. And Caserio has showed multiple times that he groups those 5th, 6th, 7th round picks and moves up in the draft. And all of a sudden, boom, here's somebody that you know, it's a better pick.
Yeah, I think it's just me just worried that
I get
wherever he go, he gonna shine.
Yeah.
And I honestly, I feel like he is gonna shine at some. I just think he need the opportunity. I think he just went through some unfortunate situations, and now the Houston Texans are loaded at receiver where he's just kind of the odd man out.
Yeah.
But I think if he go in the right situation, maybe a Carolina with his old buddy Bryce Young, I think he could potentially be a good receiver. I just don't want that to be with the Chiefs.
I believe in Bobby Slowick. I believe in CJ Stroud like everybody else. And if they can't find it, go ahead. See you in Kansas City. Give me a pick. I'm being dead honest.
I know you are.
I'd rather trade Mechie than Woods. Woods can give you something, and he's proved it. He's played in a Super Bowl. You know? I don't know.
I
thought I'd stir the pot a little bit. I thought I'd stir the pot just a little bit. All right, guys, let's get the latest from the Texans inside NRG Stadium. And we're going to play the hits, including Who's Afraid of the Dark? Who's Afraid of the Dark? That's next.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. You're listening to In the Loop with Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, Texans are getting a little work done. Not a terribly heavy day, but they are going at it a little bit. And how about this? Kamari Lassiter just picked off Oh, hell, it was C.J. Stroud. Kamari Lassiter with an interception.
The locksmith.
With a pick. That might be his first actual inter. He's broken up a bunch of plays, but that might be his actual first interception in training camp. And then there's this, they're practicing at NRG Stadium today. And this kind of just, I don't know, I'm not going to say it bothers me, but I am really intrigued with how things play out with the roof. Two gaping holes. Like, they're in NRG. Like, everybody's tweeting pictures if you haven't seen it. It looks like, from one side of the field to the other, completely open panel. Then there's another near toward the, I guess that would be the south end zone, another gaping panel it's the north end zone that would be wide open. I'm not like worried or whatever. I'm just interested. Like, how is this going to play out with two giant holes in the roof? By the way, a noon game. There's going to be shadows everywhere.
Yeah, so I'm kind of curious too. Like, I don't think it's going to be no rain anytime soon, but what if it start raining?
We've said that before.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I learned living down here, do not look at the weather app on here, because it can say sunny all day long and rain just come out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, what's going to happen? I mean, they just going to be playing in somewhat rain?
Yeah, kind of rain.
Yeah, and it's too hot to just open it up and just let it be an open roof.
And they're going to have the AC on. Noon.
Oh, of course they got to have the AC.
I know heat rises, but like, how much of the AC, the comfort level for fans, is going to be affected?
Yeah. I wonder if they're going to have to
cut blowing that thing.
Yeah, they're going to have to cut it up. They're going to cut the AC down super.
60.
Yeah.
put it on 60.
Yeah, so I don't think you probably won't feel a huge difference, I guess, because you probably got to have the AC on way more. I'm just a little worried about, like, the weather, like, just when the rain started coming in.
Yeah.
And, you know, some parts of the field might be wet and all that. That's when it's going to get ugly.
It's going to get ugly. Or at least interesting. It's going to get real interesting. And, of course, the Texans are still on the field. They'll be off the field here in a minute. We're going to hear from Sean Pendergast, and we're going to hear from D'Amico Ryans right off the field. A couple of other little things going on as we're getting updates from Texans practice. Will Anderson is not with the defensive linemen, so I wouldn't expect Will Anderson on the defensive side. Pretty light day, but a lot of these guys are just sort of taking the day off. I wouldn't expect Will Anderson, because this is like a Friday practice, which means if you don't practice Friday, you don't play Sunday.
I don't think he playing.
Yeah. The other thing that's going on is Derek Stingley apparently is making some good plays. Again, light practice, so read into it what you will. But Derek Stingley and Kamari Lassiter.
Man, this is good. Derek Stingley been out there every freaking practice,
every day.
That's really good to hear, man. Like, I haven't heard anything about Derek Stingley.
Also, it feels like every time we mention Derek Stingley's name, he's making plays, man.
Yeah.
So it's just, Pro Bowl season, another one coming up?
Well, if he's just healthy.
I'm going all pro.
If he's just healthy.
Yeah, all pro.
Yeah.
I'm going all pro, man. And he just looked different, man.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about diets and people, you know, changing up their body and all that stuff, health stuff.
Yeah.
He looked different, man. He just looked different this year.
He is in a different place. Just stay healthy. So, I guess everybody at some point when you're a kid, you're a little afraid of the dark. I mean, maybe not everybody, but a lot of people, you're kind of afraid of the dark. Are you still afraid of the dark?
I love the dark.
You love the dark?
I love being in the dark, man. Like, I have a room. So
you're a ghoul.
In my room, we only have a TV in my room.
Yeah.
Like, it's just I like it pitch black. And so I don't think it's black enough, man. I kind of want some dark curtains.
Yeah. Blackout curtains.
Curtains. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I just love just being in the dark and quiet.
Chris, you afraid of the dark?
I used to be when I was young.
Yeah, when I was got a kid, older, probably, yeah.
I even bought some during college. I had blackout curtains.
Worst idea.
Worst idea ever.
Oh, man.
How come? You just get depressed?
No. It was just so dark, you wouldn't wake up.
Oh, Miss Class.
Yeah.
I love that type of dark. Hey,
all I'm going to say is be careful if you get those, because you won't know if there's light out there.
Yeah. So Will Anderson apparently has been scarred by his sisters. This is so funny. It's freaking Will Anderson. Dude looks cut up. He's a monster. This is Will Anderson.
I'm scared of the dark. Huh? So after my film, I turn my thing on, I hit my nightlight.
Okay.
And I turn the brightness down on my TV, and I turn on Hulu, and I turn on like The Simpsons or Family Guy. I gotta have a little bit of noise. So that's kind of really what I do, because yeah, I gotta have some noise. I gotta have a little bit of light in my room. Can't do pitch dark.
Mm-hmm. Can't do dark. He said he's scarred by his sisters, that they used to trap him when he's got five older sisters. And they used to trap him in a closet or lock him in the basement when he was a kid. He's still kind of afraid of the dark.
I'm kind of blessed that my older sisters were older by the time I kind of grew up as a kid.
Yeah.
Because
they were like pampering you.
Yeah, they would spoil me. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad I didn't have to go through the torture of being the youngest kid. But I feel his pain, man. I know a lot of people that's, you know, got older siblings, and they just pick on them, and they be scarred.
Big Bad Will Anderson. Hey, can you have a night light on? I wonder if it's one of those that has like a Disney character on it or something. Oh, you know, yeah. He's got like
dolphin or something.
A dolphin or an aerial, you know, an aerial night light.
I used to have a night light for my Kia. It was like a... It was like a star, blue star. I used to be so into like the solar system and planets and stuff. So I had that. So maybe you had something similar.
Just imagine being around Will Anderson and then it just get dark. He's like,
I hate to be his roommate.
Yeah,
because I needed dark.
I needed dark. I can't sleep with no TV.
Even if
on.
I take a nap, I darken everything.
Yeah, I can't sleep with no TV on, man.
Yeah,
it just bothers me.
So do you have any phobias like that? My daughter-in-law probably doesn't want me saying this, like, is terrified of fish. My daughter-in-law. And I fish all the time. I take my kids out on the water all the time. And she'll go out. But, dude, if you catch a fish, like, her toes are hanging over the other side of the boat.
Dang.
Like, she's, like, goes to the total, like, any fish.
Dang.
Like, she's terrified of fish.
I'm terrified of cats.
Mm-hmm.
Not only do I not like cats, but I just can't be around cats, man. I just don't trust them.
I don't trust them.
Like how can you tell if a cat really like you or
you
don't
can't.
Like you?
You can't.
Nah, I just don't like that, man. Mm-hmm. I don't like that. My dad is terrified of snakes.
Oh, a lot of people.
Like one day we had, I don't know how the snake got in the house. It was like a little garden snake.
Mm-hmm.
And he called me all the way in the basement like, what is that? And I'm like, it's a snake. He started, I never seen my dad freak out like that. He was just like, oh my God, go get it. He usually like the man around the house that, He get mice. He do everything.
Yeah.
Snake, I had to take the snake out. I couldn't believe it. I never seen him like that.
Yeah. Chris?
I'm going to have to go with heights, man.
Heights, a lot of people on that one, too.
It's just when I look down.
So do you go to the top of a building, like a big skyscraper?
I mean, I do it. But if I look down, I immediately step back. I'm like, I can't do it. Like, whenever I went to New York and I went all the way to the top of the Empire State Building, I didn't want to go to the ledge because I was just scared. My thoughts just go crazy. It's just like, what if I fall? Like, my mind just goes crazy.
Yeah, me too. I went to the Space Needle in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they got the little glass wall where you could kind of lean on it. Or they have a bench right there where you could just sit on the bench with just being way up in the sky. Yeah. I'm like, man, I can't do
that.
Not
this cookie.
Yeah. I think about all the freak accidents that could happen.
Yeah.
Like, what if this glass just break and my life is over? I think about weird stuff like that, Final Destination type stuff.
Yeah. All right, so Frank Ross spoke yesterday. We didn't get to it, and it's worth getting to because, the entire league is wondering about these kickoffs. First of all, I can tell you, just reading between the lines, Frank Ross hates the new kickoff rule. He just hates the new kickoff rule to the point it kind of made him. Well, let's listen to Frank.
Yeah, there's unfit. There's things that are not figured out from a league perspective. The rules are not 100%. So some of the things that have come up, the officials, how they're officiating it. So an example, we tried a squib kick, for lack of a better term, for simple, and it didn't make it to the landing zone. So the rule is it blows dead immediately for safety of the players and goes to the 40. In the Giants' previous game, same thing happened. It was not blown dead, and the play was played out. So because of that, it's a player safety issue. The refs, and as they, you know, not talking bad about them, I'm just saying,
yeah,
we all
are.
Have to get caught
yeah,
up to speed on how this thing is really going to look. So surprising as far as blocker and runner and tackler, that's an evolving process. Definitely some things to learn, as I stated earlier, but surprising is more of like, hey, how this thing is really going to be enforced, officiated, what we can and can't get away with. Those are the things we're learning.
Dude hates it.
Yeah.
He hates it. I think all coaches hate it because they're not prepared for it. Coaches are, we have to have every possibility, everything prepared for, and he's just still learning.
Yeah, and you got to think about somebody like a Frank Ross who's mm-hmm. been doing this for years. Mm-hmm. He have a set.
He's been conditioned.
Yeah, and he made his money. Mm-hmm. That's why he's the best in the league right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year later, you change it all the way up.
Yep.
So now you pretty much starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how to be the best special team coach in the league again.
I think they'll get it. I think it's going to be very entertaining, but this is him on just that learning process.
Yeah, and I don't know if they're not showing anything in week one. Will Burnham, our other special teams coach, he always says, there's no greater feeling in the old rules than when I would say, okay, ball's in the air, hey, it's coming out, and we got to cover, or we're going to return the ball. We don't have that anymore. Now it's where eyes are fixated on half the unit and half the unit of what we're getting, so we can try and teach along the way, coming off of the field for the next play. So the anxiety is, I guess you'd say, they can try a reverse, a triple reverse, a sideline return, a middle return, and we have to diagnose quickly and move on to the next play. So I think that's what that anxious feeling might be, more than, hey, are we going to return or not? We know we are. So now it's how fast can we adjust and defend it?
He literally said, there's anxiety and I'm anxious.
Yeah. Yeah, because think about it, though. If he have a bad year,
and
he could get fired. He could lose his job.
Yeah.
And that's all because they changed the whole way you do kickoffs. So
yeah.
I understand why he pissed off.
Yeah.
And then now you got to pick it up. You got to pretty much figure this out in real time
mm-hmm.
and be the best and try to keep your job.
Yeah. It's I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think fans are going to like it. But now, one thing you're going to love, and I've said this from the first week of practice, don't worry about Cameron Johnston. You got Tommy Townsend. This dude is
his
leg is a rocket.
Yeah, that's good competitive football, you know? 11 football players, no matter what position you play, football players. So excited for guys to play their style, guys to play with their emotion and who they are, and Tommy's no different.
Tommy's no different. And then there was this, and I just want to play this because you know me, kind of a grammar nerd. I'm all about good analogies, good metaphors, all that stuff. I'm still trying to figure out the analogies that he used. I said analogies as in plural.
Yeah, cautionary tale, don't ever tell a kicker it's a chip shot field goal. There's no field goal. Can I tell a quick story?
Yeah.
I used an analogy in my meeting this morning yesterday, and I showed a clip of Danny Ocean in Ocean's 11. And he had quoted to Matt Damon earlier in the movie, you know, if you lose focus in this game for 1 second, somebody gets hurt. And later in the movie, they're about to blow the door to the big Bellagio vault heist, and he forgot the batteries to the detonator. And Matt Damon chirps back, he says, you know, if you lose focus for 1 second, and I used that for the team, and I said to Kimi, in a good way, we can never take any moment of a game, a field goal, casual or of any kind, and we need to be laser focused at all times. And that was a moment. So the analogy there, and even if it was a short field goal, by his standards, you know, wants to make that kick every time. So field goals need to be pure. They need to be elevated and scooped to get it over the line of scrimmage and straight drivers down the fairway. Yes.
He's
and then
going
there's going to be some more
placement. He's going
so
movies.
What kind of irons can you play with to stay on the analogy?
He's going irons.
That's going to be something legitimate. But knowing your club distance is got to be elite. If we can put the ball to the 1 yard line with location, that's going to be the secret right there. So that's not a something we're seeing across the league, you know. And then at some time, do I want it on the 18, or do I want to put it out of the back of the end zone and bring the driver back out? So you're not wrong. I think it's a fair analogy. Just don't tell kickers it's a chip shot on the field.
Don't get all that? You get all that?
I did not.
I did not. Chris, you get all that?
What?
You got to love Frank Ross. I was going to say king of analogies, but I guess he's not. All right, question for you and Chris, and especially our listeners. When did you think the Texans would get here? Because here we are on the brink of something maybe special. When did you honestly, be truthful, expect the Texans to get here? And we're going to hear some serious weak sauce when it comes to the Texans. That's next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.